These prayers were first read by the Reverend Peter Goodwin Hudson. For the Easter Day service in 2020 of the English-speaking church in Verbier, held over Zoom. Thanks to Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven, we can now come into God's holy presence to ask for his mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. Let us pray for our political leaders. We pray, O Lord, that our leaders will be humble enough to ask you for guidance and wisdom to deal with the problems they face, and particularly to know when to ease those restrictions that are now disrupting our lives so that businesses can restart and employ people, national economies and financial markets begin to grow again, and schools reopen. Grant that all nations, including China, may willingly work together to share their discoveries and experience as to how best to deal with the virus so that all peoples can be rid of this pandemic as soon as possible. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for our health services. O Lord, as both infection and fear continue to spread, we ask for courage and protection for all healthcare workers who are risking their own well-being for the sake of others. We pray for wisdom for nurses and doctors, that they may rightly discern how to treat those already infected, prevent others from falling sick, and find a vaccine to give immunity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for those who are ill and finding life hard. O Heavenly Father, we thank you at this Easter time. We are reminded how you sustained your Son through terrible suffering and death. We pray for all those known to us who are suffering, remembering particularly the saisonniers in Verbier and other resorts, who are without wages and unable to get home, and all those self-isolating at home alone. We pray especially for Richard Kane, one of our Verbier chaplains, whose wife Maria is now in hospital, that she may be well cared for, soon recover, and that Richard and their children may be comforted. And now a moment of silent prayer, when we bring before God all those known to us who are in need at this time. So we pray that, as people feel vulnerable and afraid, they may turn to you, our resurrected Lord and Saviour, who alone can give us the comfort and strength to survive. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray that we may be humbled by this epidemic, repent of our selfish ways, and turn to God so that, trusting in him, he may use us to bring good out of these bad times. O Heavenly Father, we pray that we may turn to Christ so that he can reshape self-interest and the obstinate human will into self-sacrifice to care for others and give us all a desire to live according to God's laws. Bless the charitable work of the Verbier residents. May the lockdown bring all of us closer to our families and deepen our love for each other. May we spend our time wisely, taking more time to read your word, grow in love for you, and to pray for our families and friends, that we may all come to trust more and more in Christ, who is able to make all things work together for the good of his purpose. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, let us thank God for the great truths of Easter. O Lord, as the coronavirus seems to be ruling the world at this time, we thank you that Jesus Christ wore the crown of thorns in order that he might be infected with our sin, die, and take our judgment on himself. Then gloriously conquer death by rising again and ascending into heaven, so that we, through faith in him, can wear the crown of eternal life. Give us and all Christians the courage at this time to tell others of Christ's victory over sin and death, so that, through coming to faith in him, they might have the certainty of sins forgiven and the assurance of eternal life. We pray that this virus will cause millions to repent before you return in glory as King of Kings to judge the living and the dead, and bring us to live in a perfect new earth where there will be no pain, suffering, or death. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now, gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.